So I don't know who this bitch is, but I'm sat. Well, I started at 8 a.m. It's 8:30 on a Thursday morning recording my podcast. So I feel like I'm just on the ball now. And the last episode that I released was actually pre-recorded, just like this one is, because I did get into like a bit of a habit of recording a podcast, releasing it on the same day. But now I'm trying to be more organised and make it fit in with my life so that consistently I can bring you a podcast every single week at 7 p.m. on a Sunday. So the last one was pre-recorded before I realised that I was in the podcast charts. Like, who even knew that was a thing? And I just, what? Like, that is so mind-blowing to me that I just can't even get my head around it. I am in the podcast charts. So when I first got in there, I guess a lot of people started playing it on Apple. Obviously, I wasn't available on Apple before. You have to apply to be on Apple. I did get declined a couple of times. I am now accepted. I think it is to do with like how many streams and plays you get. So, I mean, your girl must be doing all right. So I'm on Apple. I am on Chartable. I was number 19 in society and culture, and I was number 98 in the whole of fucking lifestyle podcast. That is insane. I was above Eddie Hearn. I was two behind Ross Kemp. Like, I just can't believe it. Even above some like BBC ones as well. It's insane. So I have fallen down the charts a little bit. I think obviously with the hype of me releasing the podcast and then obviously being on Apple, it now being accessible to other people that haven't listened to it before, it was probably getting more streams and downloads, and I guess that's why I was up the charts. I have fallen behind a bit, but I'm still there. I'm still in the charts. My podcast is still charting in the whole of fucking Great Britain. Like, if that is not an achievement, then I don't know what is. So honestly, guys, thank you so much. If you can listen to me on Apple, I really appreciate it, because it's so fun for me to wake up and kind of have a look where I am in the charts. Like, that even sounds just mental saying that. But yeah, my number one requested podcast. Now, I have got a few lined up, but while I've got a little bit of time this morning, I thought I'm just going to put one out there just to make sure that I definitely have one ready for Sunday. So my number one at the minute requested podcast is to do with the law of attraction and manifesting. So I thought I'm just going to give you a bit of a lowdown about the law of attraction and manifesting. Now, I'm actually no expert. I'm new to it myself. I have implemented it in my life previously without realizing, and it has worked. And January, when I was stuck in a bit of a rut with my life, I knew that something needed to change. And that's why I started looking more into the law of attraction. Now, I've always had the book, The Secret. It was at the side of my bed for a year before I even opened it. Because, no, I lie, I opened it, I looked at it, but I just couldn't. I wasn't feeling it. It wasn't my vibe. I couldn't get used to it. I like a book what you can really get stuck into, something with a story behind, like a true, you know, something based on a true story, crime, something like that. So self-help books and positivity and stuff, I love reading the quotes. I like digesting the information in different ways, but I do find it hard to read, so hence why The Secret was at the side of my bed for a whole year before I read it front to back. And I think with The Secret, I mean, I don't know, because you all could be different to me, but for me, it took me to get to a really shit place in my life for me to pick up that book, and all of a sudden it started clicking with me. So I was in Australia. At this point, I told Callum that I was leaving him and that our relationship was over. And I was kind of waiting it out in Australia, because just we had to wait there. I couldn't just jump on a plane and come straight home. Callum left first because his dad had coronavirus. My dad was obviously dying of a brain tumor at home. I wanted to be back with my family. I wanted to be back with my friends. The UK went into the first national lockdown. And to be honest, when you're listening to that from Australia, the news basically made it seem at that time that you was walking down the street and people were just dropping dead on the floor in front of your eyes. It was literally like the plague on steroids. That's how they made it out to be. So I was terrified for my family. I was terrified for my friends. I had friends that were pregnant, and I just wanted to get home more than anything. I felt, you know the song Oasis, Half the World Away? Oh my God, I just felt worlds apart from where I wanted to be. And I laid in bed one night. I was by myself in a different country, the other side of the world, away from everyone with my three children. And I just picked it up and I started reading, and I did not put that book down until I finished the last page. And afterwards, I kind of was like, oh shit. And I honestly think books like that, if you can't get into it, it's not the right time to read it, because when it's the right time and you really need that book, that information will go into your soul. Like, you will read it and you will feel it in your soul, and it will help you at that time. And I think now, for example, I love The Secret. Obviously, you just saw the branding shoot that I did with Love and Maeve. And I took The Secret with me because I wanted that to be part of my shoot, because that book is part of my journey. It's part of my law of attraction and manifesting journey, part of my positive thinking. And yeah, I needed it to be there with me. So that stays in my shelf on my bedroom, and I pick it up every now and then. And I've also mentioned this before, I put it in an Instagram caption. It's really weird, because say if I'm feeling really shit or I'm feeling quite negative, I'll pick up the book and I'll randomly just open it on a page and I'll read that page, because I feel like that page is meant for me that day when I really need it the most. And it's almost scary how that page will always resonate with me and how I am feeling that day. It literally is crazy. So yeah, I've always been into like horoscopes and things like that. I'm massive on star signs, even now, like more so now that I have kind of made the law of attraction, manifesting, positive thinking and all that part of my actual lifestyle. Star signs for me, I can't even tell you. Like, it made me laugh because my friend Nick said to me, he was like, I was speaking to this girl and she said to me, what star sign are you? And I told her my star sign and she said straight away, sorry, I can't speak to you anymore because you're just going to fuck with my aura. And I couldn't stop laughing, but I was saying to him, listen, hon, it's true. It is true, because I know who I connect with. And weirdly enough, like, if I meet somebody and I start speaking to them, halfway through the convo, I'll just pop in there and say, what star sign are you? And then it's kind of like a penny drop moment. Yeah, that's why we're getting on so well. Also, the other way, like, I know that my worst compatible sign is a Pisces. And funnily enough, Callum is a Pisces, and I was with him a very long time. And my son, Andre, is a Pisces. But I know that I am the worst compatible with a Pisces. And I find their traits very difficult to deal with. I'm sure they find mine fucking horrendous as well. But like, I know I love a Sagittarius, I love a Taurus. There's loads of star signs that I really gel with, and it is strange now that I am really aware of that, and I know exactly my kind of people, the ones that I really get along with. So if you're not into star signs, check out your star sign. I always go online every day. I can't remember what the website is, but I'll find it and I'll stick it in the show notes. And I go on it every day because it tells me how I will be feeling that day. And let me fucking tell you, I will be feeling that way that day. Like, even the other day, there was something about something's going to go really well in work, and it's going to be like a connection abroad, something that you've been creative with and that you've been working on a little while. And I was thinking, right. And then I swear I had a message from this podcast company with over 1 million followers that wanted to feature my podcast on their page that day. And I was like, wow. Just weird shit like that always comes through. So if you're not into star signs, get to know your own star sign, because honestly, it makes me understand myself better. Like, the amount of pages I follow on Instagram for Leos and the memes that are on there, and every single one, I'm like, fucking hell, that is me. And then I actually like to look in the comments and see other Leos commenting on it and thinking, well, at least I'm not the only one, like, about how we are as a person, because I'm ice cold, but I've got the warmest heart as well, which you're probably going to think, what? That doesn't make sense. But I try my hardest to protect my feelings, but I love really deep and hard. And yeah, it's just nice to see other people that are the exact same as yourself. So if you're not tuned into your star sign, look up your star sign, look up who you're compatible with, who you're not compatible with. And honestly, it is truly life-changing when you get to know that. So we'll go on to manifesting and vision boards. January was when I really, truly wanted to change my life. I told you, obviously, in Australia, I picked up The Secret. I read it back to front. And then a few months later, I was on a plane home with the kids by myself. And I moved into a separate house to Callum. It was official. We'd separated. I was in Leeds. He was in Manchester. I had my own place. He had his own place. And my life literally changed forever. Now, the summer, I had a good summer because it's kind of like Callum was off work. I've been a stay-at-home mum for years on end. I've always been the one looking after the kids. Like, Callum would go away with work and things like that, and I would be left sometimes 2 months by myself with the kids, and I felt very isolated. So for the first time, obviously, as well, I've been a whole year in Australia without any family around. And obviously, the kids are with you 24/7. Like, you do not get a break once in that whole year, because obviously you don't have anybody to lean on. So for me, I was more than ready for a break. I came home and Callum wasn't working for the first time ever because it was the pandemic, which meant that I got to have my weekends to myself. And at that point, he was having them pretty much every weekend, which was just, it was great for me, because I'd kind of do my thing with the kids in the week, and then on a weekend, I'd just have that time to myself that I needed after a fucking incredibly stressful year. So it took me, I would say, probably 6 months to come crashing down. You know, kind of when you do something and you follow through with something that you really want to do, i.e. I wanted to leave my marriage and I did it. And it's kind of like you don't actually really feel in your gut the true extent of it. I do think it's different for women and for men during a breakup, because I honestly believe that when a woman walks out of the door, it's been over quite a while before you say that it's over. And I think that probably hit Callum hard, because it may have looked like I was over our marriage, but I wasn't. I'd just been preparing for that moment for quite some time. And it probably came a bit of a shock to him, because I've always, I wouldn't say bowed down to him, but I've always been so obsessed with him. I just fancied him so much. I loved him more than anything in the world. I would have done anything for him. So I think for him to actually hear me say, I don't want this anymore and I'm leaving, that was probably a massive, like, whoa, shit. Is she being serious? Because obviously something like that has never really come out of my mouth to him before. So I think he was quite shocked. Anyway, we're not talking about that today. So fast forward on, I get a full-time job. Obviously my dad passes away. I was really ill in hospital and I just fell into a shit place in my life. We all went away for Christmas to try and make the first Christmas without my dad easier. It was, but then when we came back, it was kind of like a shit, back to reality, still not here kind of thing. We're all going, we've been on this nice holiday together, now we're all going back our separate ways. It was quite hard, back to work and all that jazz. So I sat in my car because we went into another lockdown, and I had to work from my car because I've got the children at home. And I just thought, I don't know, like, I sat there and I felt really sad. And I remember speaking to my friend Thomas and he was like, fucking hell, so if you need to just try and get your head out your ass, basically, because you just sound so negative. And I knew that day when I was sat in my car doing my work from my laptop, I was fucking freezing. And I thought, oh, I can't live my life like this. I cannot live my life like this. And today, this is not me being negative. It is not me as a person. And today, I am changing my life. And that's when I put on Instagram, asked a question, give me a good Law of Attraction podcast, and Law of Attraction Changed My Life came up. I put it on through the radio, and that was my single hand, I would say, my most productive working day that I have ever had in my life. I felt so inspired, I felt so motivated, and I was just ready. And then that's when, obviously, penny drop, I thought, do you know what? I could make my own podcast. Because people used to ask my blogs all the time, and I was overwriting blogs. I was over sitting there for hours on end editing it all, making sure that all the grammar was right and all that kind of stuff. And I just lost my passion, and also I didn't want to carry on from A Secret Life of a Rugby Wife, because what was I going to do? Fucking change the name to A Secret Life of an Ex-Rugby Wife? I mean, fucking hell. So that's why I thought, you know what? Podcast, let's go. And I did it. And my life has been so much better since January, since I started listening to that podcast, since I thought, right, I need to learn more about the Law of Attraction, more about manifesting. And when I read up on manifesting, I thought, do you know what? I've manifested so many things into my life that is actually scary, good and bad. Even people, like actual people, people that I have wanted to meet for God knows whatever reason, because let me tell you, this ain't always good. You might see someone, it might be a nice little spicy thing, whatever, or it might be like a girl that's maybe got a bit of a following and you think you'd really get along with, and you manifest them into your life, and then they get there and you're kind of like, actually, I don't even really like you that much. It's weird. And that's why I say, be careful what you wish for. But you can manifest anything that you want into your life, as long as you believe that it can be there. if the belief is not there, it ain't going to come. For example, I block off my health manifestations because in my heart, I know truly, as much as I can sit here now and say, I believe I'm going to get my hearing back. I believe that I am. I believe it's going to come back. I believe that my health is going to be perfect again. I'm saying it, but in my head and in my gut, I'm not feeling it and I'm not believing it. So I'm causing a blockage for my health and my hearing to come back already for myself because deep down, I don't believe it. So this is why I'm saying you have to believe it. Now, I always talk about vision boards. So I create my vision board on Canva. So Canva. If you just download it, type in vision board, you'll get loads of templates. Just replace the pictures with ones of your own. Stick it on your phone. So it kind of comes in like a landscape view. So I put half on my lock screen, half on my home screen. So every single day, I can see that full vision board right in front of my eyes. Now, the first vision board that I did, because I was really into the law of attraction, really feel it. It's something that you do have to practice every day. And if you don't do it, it doesn't come to you. For example, I've got to be honest, I haven't been doing it for the past couple of weeks. I have been in a bit of a rut myself. I'm now feeling much better. And I think because the gym's open, I can go get a quick sunbed. I can see my friends in the beer garden. I can go out for a bit of food. I can take the kids here and there. It's a bit warmer. Like, I'm feeling better, and I do think that has helped, like, this lockdown kind of easing. And now I am wanting to get back on my manifesting bandwagon and manifest the shit out of the next stage of my life. But that first vision board, I stuck it on, and how fast 90% of that shit on that vision board manifested was scary. Some was days, some was weeks, no more than a month. And then what was left on there, like, I had this guy, like, everyone will laugh that's ever picked up my phone. I had this half naked kind of, like, a guy in grey joggers, dark skin, dark eyes, dark hair, looked like he had a fucking dark past. I mean, he was probably sat in a prison cell, I don't really know, but he was sexy, and I had him there, but obviously I don't even know where I found the picture, and I put it on and I thought, oh, he's nice, but I didn't feel anything when I looked at him. Like, it's weird. I didn't feel anything when I looked at him. And on the law of attraction changed my life. The girl on there actually says that she manifested her husband because she went, basically, to cut a really long story short, she went on Match.com. She filtered on Match.com her ideal man by his looks. So she filtered, she found him. He hadn't been active on there for like a month or something like that. So she tried to contact him. He never messaged her back. She printed him off, stuck him on her vision board, and 18 months later she bumped into him in London. I mean, what are the chances of that? She ended up marrying the guy. But do you know when I just said you manifest somebody by looks or by who you think they are, but you don't actually know them, and you might think that this big I am, or you might think they're really great, and it turns out that they're just not a bit of you at all. They're not down with your morals, your views, and you don't really like them. And the girl from the law of attraction married this guy, and he's ended up turning out to be gay. So he'd obviously been hiding that from her. And obviously she's gutted about it. She's got a child with him. And yeah, that's just like a massive thing of seeing something that you like visually, but not really knowing enough about them. So just be careful when you do it with people, because the same things happened to me. I'm not going to mention a name, but I manifested somebody into my life that I thought, oh my God, this is my dream guy, whatever. And nah, he didn't turn out to be that way. So yeah, be careful, huns, what you wish for. So I knew that I needed to change my vision board because I wasn't feeling it anymore. The things that, what had happened was when I manifested loads of it off there, I then swapped out the pictures that I'd already got with new pictures and left some of the old pictures on there. And it was kind of just on there. And what I mean by this is, if you've created a vision board, if you've listened to my podcast and you've done it and you've put it on your lock screen, your home screen, and you're looking at it, but you're not really feeling it, it's not for you. Change the pictures. Don't use somebody else's pictures. Don't use somebody else's idea. You've got to really feel it. Really, really feel it. So now I have changed my pictures up and I've created a brand new vision board and I've wiped everything else off there and I've changed it for what I really want. So now I'm just kind of looking at it while I'm on the phone, see if I can look at it for you. So on there, and you've got to be clever with it. Be clever, be creative. So what I do is I kind of screenshot or something. I'll go on my Instagram story. And do you know where you can add in another photo? So like, I'll doctor things to make it look realistic. So for example, I've screenshotted the Apple Podcast, Great Britain, Society and Culture. And I've put myself at number one. So I've screenshotted my little podcast thing in the chart and I've edited it and I've stuck it at number one. So it actually looks like when I look at that, I am there at number one above Mrs. Hinch. Sorry, Mrs. Hinch. On there, I've also got a nice beach club in Dubai because obviously I've got shares in a Dubai concierge company. I love being in Dubai. I really want to get myself back out there at some point. So I've put a really nice beach club in Dubai and oh my God, I can feel it now. This is what I mean. I'm looking at that and you see how excited I got about it because I can actually feel myself laid on a bed there with a glass of Whispering Angel, sun beaming down in my face, feeling great. I can imagine what I'm wearing. I can imagine who I'm with. I can imagine the music that is playing in the background. I can imagine how it smells, the Dubai sweet, sweet smell of fragrance. Like, I am going to get that because that is how much detail I can imagine when I'm looking at that one photo. Weirdly enough, when I look at the photo of the Dubai Beach Club, I feel that in my bones way more than what I do at me at number one. So that's what I mean, like some pictures will, you'll really believe it, you'll feel it, you know it's achievable. The ones that are a little bit less achievable, you've got to work really fucking hard to manifest it and you've got to remove any blockages. Do not block yourself from manifesting your dreams. Do not let anybody else block yourself from manifesting your dreams. If you go say to somebody, do you know what, this year I'm going to be number one in Great Britain for society and culture of my podcast and someone like laughed at me, that's causing a blockage because right there, you're feeling a little bit of self-doubt. Somebody's doubting you as a person and that does get to you. That will get to you. So that's why I say if you're manifesting, if somebody's not on your wavelength, if they don't believe in it, don't discuss it with them because that again will cause you blockages. On there, I've got another house. It's a semi-detached, oh, it's not actually, this one's detached. So the one on the last vision board is a semi-detached North Leeds house and now I've changed it to a detached North Leeds house. I just love this house. I fucking love this house. I can imagine my car parked in the drive, but then again I'm not feeling it in my bones as much as I am the beach club, so I've still got work. This is a brand new vision board that's literally been on my phone 2 days. I've also got a photo of me at the photo shoot that I did for the branding because that made me realise that I love that. I love getting dressed up. I love being styled. I love having my makeup done. I love being behind the camera. I love that. I fucking love that shit. So that's on there because I feel like, do you know what? If I leave it on there, then I've got more chance of doing it. I've also got on the front, I've got another one of me at the photo shoot. I've got a kind of like a little logo for the British Podcast Awards. Now, I don't even really know what that is, but I Googled anything to do with the podcast and I saw it and I thought, how fucking cool would that be to go to an award ceremony where you're nominated for an award all dressed up and achieve something as big as that? So that's on there. I also have a gold podcast award on there. I've got a Lamborghini Urus on there because the next time I get a car, I'm fucking having that one. And I've also got a sum of money in a personal bank account, which I've also added the Royal Bank of Scotland logo onto it. I've added my name onto it, so I look at it and it looks real. I've added a new Rolex watch, and I've also added my Instagram verification on there as well, which I hope that I can be a famous podcaster and do really fucking well because I love this shit. And it makes me happy. And I've also got a picture of my children, 3 little healthy children, smiling the little heads off, because for me, there's nothing more that I want to necessarily change of that area or aspect of my life. So sometimes don't feel like you have to bomb, but if you've got children and you're a mom, I know there's a lot of pressure, like everything should be about the children, everything should be about the children, but how my children are in my life right now, I am so happy with. Like, I love them all so much. They've got great personalities. Yes, they piss me off at times. I mean, we've just had another 2 week school holidays after a fucking lockdown, but like that area of my life is thriving. And what is it, like, don't fix what's not broken. Like, I just love how everything is with my kids at the moment. So as long as they stay healthy and happy, I am all good for that. I do want to get them back into sports and stuff, so we're working on that at the minute, obviously due to coronavirus, but everything else for them, they're just 3 little happy boys right now, and as long as they're feeling like that, then I am fucking doing great. So yeah, for your manifesting, you've 100% got to believe it. And the best way for me to do it, like, I don't believe something unless I can physically see it. And that's why anything that I've really manifested, I've had to put on a vision board, or I've had to write it down, or I've had to screenshot pictures on my phone to look at it. Because if I can't actually see it, I struggle to visualize it being in my life. That's just me. I mean, you might just be able to sit on a thought and manifest it. I have done that before, but that's when it's consistently in your mind, like consistently in your mind. You've got to really, really, really think about it every single day, and it will appear. It will. So as long as you remove all them blockages, you need to set out a clear roadmap of what you actually want. Because sometimes I think, do you know what? I'm going to practice manifesting today. And the way I practice manifesting is I'll lay in bed and I'll think about it. So say, for example, I've just said about the Dubai Beach Club. I can lay in bed and I just close my eyes and I daydream about being in the beach club, the music, who's there, what's happening, and all that kind of stuff. Or I'll drive in the car and I kind of daydream in the car about it. And I use all my energy into that thought. And I'll practice as much time per day into the thought that I really want. So one day I might wake up and think, right, today I'm going to practice manifestation. But I don't actually really know what it is that I want. I don't actually really know what it is that I want. I mean, for you guys, or it could be a holiday. It could be a sum of money. Say if you've got a sum of money that you really want in your life. That's the thing as well. You've got to feel like you don't need it. Because I feel like the more you rely on something to pull through, this, you're putting so much pressure on yourself that it's not, you're not sending out the good vibrations. It needs to be a really good vibration. So I feel like you need to just think about the sum of money that you want and just imagine how you're spending it. Act like, talk like it's already happened. Say, oh, well, you know, obviously when the money's coming in, I'm going to book the holiday. When the money's coming in, I'm going to make them home renovations. When the money's coming in, I'm obviously going to apply for the mortgage. Talk like it's happening. It's going to be coming in the next month, so I need to kind of figure out how I want this house to look like, because obviously when the money's here, I'm going to spend it straight away, and this is what I'm spending it on. You need to do it, and don't think, this is the main thing, do not think about where it is coming from. Don't worry about that. Just do you, work hard, do whatever you're doing, and just manifest it. Don't think about where it's coming from. Just think that it's going to be there. And that is the best thing ever for me. That is how I do it. I never think, right, well, this is the money that I've got on the front of my phone that I want in my bank account. Fucking hell, how am I going to get that? That's in my... No. Because then you're causing the blockages. You just need to think, oh my God, what's going to... How am I going to feel when I open up my bank balance and I see that's out there? Oh my God, it's going to be so great. I'm going to do this. I'm going to buy this for the kids. I'm going to take the children there. I'm going to book Disneyland. These are all the things that I'm going to do when I open my bank account and I see that that money is there and it is mine. Is a difference. There's a massive, massive difference. So don't think about how it's going to come through. Just think that it's already going to happen. It's already in process. Let out them fucking good vibrations and watch it all come back to you. So yes, guys, hopefully that was a little hope that you all, well, to be fair, I know that you do, because I get so many messages of saying that you listen to my podcast and you just feel so motivated and inspired to get up and have that get up and go and get out there, which just makes me feel great, because I love like public speaking. I need to do a podcast tour. That is coming. I will do a podcast tour and go around different places, sell a few tickets and just stand up and obviously bring the podcast into the actual room. We can have a couple of little bevs together, bit of food. Obviously, I'll do my first one in Leeds. Honestly, message me. If you're interested in that, message me, because that is something that I would honestly love to do, like a little Sophie Watkins Talks event. I'm going to organise that shit. That'll be really fun. Hopefully, yeah, you've picked up like a few little tips for manifesting, removing those blockages, really believing in yourself, only discussing it with people that believe as well. Getting in tune with your star sign, learning about yourself more. The more you know about yourself, which is weird because I'm 29 years old this year and I'm still getting to know myself, because you change so much, you adapt with new situations, you learn, you grow. And I am still getting to know myself. Law of attraction, manifesting, attracting what you want, letting out that positive energy, then positive vibes. The positive vibes are everything. You vibrate high and people feed off that energy. Like, you can walk into a room and somebody knows when you've walked into that room what kind of mood you're in, because you let it off, whether you want to or whether you don't. There's been times where I've walked into a room and said, "What's wrong? Are you okay?" Because they know that I'm not feeling it. And there's been other times where people just want to be around you. They feed off the energy, the love, when you're the life and soul of the room. And I am that person quite often. Sometimes I'm not. Obviously, I've been honest and said I've fallen off the bandwagon a little bit with the law of attraction and manifesting. Gratitude is fucking massive, guys. You have got to practice gratitude every single day of your life. Every day, you need to tell yourself what you're grateful for. You need to speak it out into the universe. And I know that might sound stupid, but literally sit in your car in the morning, get out of bed in the morning and just say, do you know what? Today, this is what I'm grateful for. Do it before you go to bed. Have a reflection of your day and kind of think to yourself, what could have gone a little bit better today? What can I work on from today that I could kind of improve on from tomorrow? And what has made me really, really happy? Let go of all the negative crap. Let go of all the shit that you can't control. And honestly, to live a positive life, you have got to speak it into existence. You've got to let it out into the universe. You've got to truly feel it in your soul and believe it. And honestly, just watch how much better your life gets. It is no coincidence. It is no coincidence at all that everybody that is successful, all these amazing Instagram girls that you see that are out living the best lives, and I'm not just saying all of them, but I mean some of them that I look up to, like Ellie O'Donnell, Daisy O'Donnell, they make so much money. They get so much fucking stick, bless them. They make so much money, and all they talk about is law of attraction. Paige Louise, she's just put a quote up saying, and it was weird because it's exactly what I spoke about in my last podcast where I said, those people that are the most successful are those with a point to prove, because they haven't been believed in. They've got bullied. They've been given shit for. People have laughed at the business idea, and they go out there with a point to prove, and they are the ones that are the most fucking successful. And she's literally just put a quote up saying that now. And I thought, wow, how fucking, like, that's mad, because I spoke about that in last week's podcast. But yeah, it is no coincidence that all these people that are living a really good life, that are giving off all this positive energy, all practice law of attraction, they all manifest. It's not a coincidence, guys. It is true. It is real. And you have got to believe it. Ask, believe, receive. If you've not read The Secret, get The Secret. Do the magic. Read some Vex King books. Put it on Audible when you're driving in the car or when you're sat in the office. I'm going to do that today. I have got so much work to do today. I'm going to put my headphones in. I'm going to listen to Vex King. I can't even remember which one it is, but I'll write it in the notes, because I am now in a rush and I believe that I've done my 30 minutes, probably more, because we all know that I just fucking chat shit for a living. Guys, please, 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 can you rate me on iTunes on the little purple podcast app on your iPhone? If you're listening to me on there, it takes 2 seconds. You don't have to even sign in. All you do is click the 5 stars. If you want to write me a nice little message, please do. My Tattle Life motherfuckers have been on there. They're starting to leave me 1 stars. But honestly, guys, the more ratings I get on there, the higher I can chart in the chart. So please, please, please review me. It takes 2 seconds. I really appreciate it. Download, subscribe, and just send me a message. Let me know what you think. But yeah, this has been this week's Sophie Watkins Talks. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you've picked up a few little manifestation tips. And guys, go and live your best life.